Good morning. It's Weekend Edition here on KBSX 91.5. I'm George Prentiss. Christmas is coming. Store shelves already filled with holiday items. Christmas music starting on some radio stations as early as Halloween. But Christmas is always welcome on the bookshelf. And here's some good news. A new book certain to delight those who embrace the holidays and have a particular love for Charles Dickens. The book is Mr. Dickens and His Carol. Samantha Silva is an author, screenwriter, and director who calls Idaho home. This is her debut novel. Samantha, good morning.
Good morning.
To be sure, there have been previous biographies on Charles Dickens and deconstructions of A Christmas Carol, but this is actually a piece of fiction, but with very real threads that run through it. So talk to me about the birth of this novel.
The novel began life as a screenplay. A writing friend of mine called me years ago and said we ought to write a ghost story anthology movie because she'd heard that that's how A Christmas Carol was born. The Victorians loved ghost stories. They sat around by the hearth and told them. But when I read the actual story of the genesis of A Christmas Carol, that wasn't, in fact, true at all. We abandoned the project. 2 years later, I woke up with this whole story in my head. I started writing it. I started reading about Dickens, reading more Dickens, and he got under my skin. I wrote the screenplay. I sold it 4 different times to 4 different companies, had a few heartbreaking near misses with the big screen, and eventually decided that I wanted to give it another chance to have life a life as a novel.
And here it is.
Here it is.
So some very notable people have already heaped some praise on this book. Tony Doerr said he read it in a couple of ebullient Christmassy gulps. So I'm going to ask you a favor. I'm going to hopefully not throw you for a loop. I'm going to ask you to read a passage.
I'd be happy to. Church bells pealed, the streets thickened with hansom cabs, omnibuses, costermongers, and muffin men. Eager children gripped their mothers' hands, standing in long queues at the butcher's shop, the poulterers, the bakers, the grocers, all counting the minutes to the long-awaited Christmas feast. A light wind had snow-kissed the cobbled streets of the city, and what had been smog and soot just days before gave way to a soft winter light that tamed all it touched. The metropolis seemed to sigh with one breath, beat as one holy heart. Even birds caroled overhead. Dickens' own icy breath floated like glitter on the air.
How did you learn to write like this?
Well, I'm the daughter of a journalist, mm-hmm. and writing came very early to me. I remember trying to write novels in fifth grade, and I wrote a play and wrote terrible poetry. And eventually, after going a different route with my career for a long time, I came back to writing. But I did it as a screenwriter for almost 20 years. So this is my first attempt. Well, I've written some short fiction. This is my first attempt at a novel, and it was a marvelous experience. Of course, the opposite of screenwriting in so many ways. With screenwriting, you can have nothing on the page that isn't on screen. You don't get to have an interior life. You don't get to have texture and feelings. And in this, I was allowed all of that space to figure out what it felt like, what London felt like, what it felt like to be in Dickens' skin.
Can I ask about your mom, Beverly? I'm going to guess she would have loved this.
Yes, I lost my mother, and in fact, I lost my stepmother within a month of each other in March.
And you were in the throes of finishing this book.
I was. I was in the throes of the final edits on the book when I lost my mother. And I say in the acknowledgments how difficult that was because I could hear her voice. She would have relished not only the book and the story, but my delight in it. She would have delighted in the success of the book. And even without, not attached even to the results of what happens, but that I was happy and that I'd written a story I cared about. And I could hear the sound of her voice if I'd picked up the phone and told her even the smallest good news. She would have wanted to know it all. She was a wonderful woman, very much like one of Dickens' characters, one of his good characters, who is pure of heart and soul and kind and gentle and forgiving and loving and sensitive and compassionate, who cares about people who have less. And I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful to have had a mother like that. And I do, I am sorry that she's not here to see this book become a reality, but she would have delighted in it anyway.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
The book is Mr. Dickens and His Carol. The author is Samantha Silva. And if it's not too early, Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you, George. Thank you so much.